St. Vincent and the Grenadines is at a pivotal moment in community resilience, with the SVG Red Cross leading a call for action. In an interview with NBC News, Communications Director of the Red Cross Society, Patsy Badnock, urged every resident to take ownership of their safety by forming community disaster response teams. She noted that this allows access to training and equipment, with modules covering CPR, fire safety, and psychological first aid.
A community disaster response team is not just a group of persons hand selected for working in a community. It starts with one individual. If your community does not yet have a community disaster response team, contact the Red Cross. We are ready and willing to assist your community in developing a team of its own. Assist not just with training, but with equipment. And when we say training, we talk about psychological first aid, fire safety, first aid, and CPR. We do the whole gamut, around 10 or 11 different modules of training in ways you can assist your community in the event of an emergency. So reach out. If you do have a CDR present, when you see them out there helping, it is not them. It is your community. Join. Be a part of it. And together we can make St. Vincent and the Grenadines a whole lot safer and a whole lot nicer for all of us to live in.
Ms. Badnock highlighted the progress of the Community Disaster Response Team in Edinburgh and Otley Hall, formed just last November. She praised the group for taking ownership of their resilience, using equipment provided to prepare for and mitigate local risk.
The Community Disaster Response Team, or CDRT for short, in Edinburgh, Otley Hall, because of their proximity, that was set up as recently as November last year, and we are very proud of the strides that this group has made thus far in their community. So far, we have seen them taking charge of their own resilience. They have been given equipment, and they have been using that equipment to assist the community with preparation and mitigation measures for issues that have been affecting the community.
Ms. Badnock explained that the Red Cross works hand in hand with communities, offering tools like disaster teams, recycled tire erosion solutions, and psychological first aid. She urged every citizen to take the first step, since their involvement can transform St. Vincent and the Grenadines into a safer, more empowered country.
At the end of the day, the Red Cross is community-based, meaning we don't just come to your community and say we're going to do A, B, or C. You and your community have to see a need, and from your experiences, tell us how we can assist you in making a difference in your community. Community disaster response teams, that is just one initiative. We are also bringing on stream various projects, including using recycled tires to help with terracing and soil erosion control. We have psychological first aid. We have a number of different programs. If you are interested in just making a difference in any way at all in your community, remember it starts with your reality. And from there, we are willing to assist you.
Communications Director at the SVG Red Cross, Kathy Badnock. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.